Creating your very first bot can be a slightly overwhelming and daunting task at first, but with the Microsoft Bot Framework, it doesn't have to be. In about 5 minutes, you can create and get your very own bot running and working. And that's what this video is about. So we're going to jump right into it. In order to be able to accomplish this, you need a couple of prerequisites first. First, you will need Visual Studio installed. I'm running Community Edition 2015, so that one works just fine if you have that. Other editions should probably work just fine as well. You may want to make sure that they are updated with the latest packages and extensions. Also, you will need some C# skills, especially if you want to be able to expand on and extend this bot. To just get it started and running, you won't need much in the way of C# skills, but to expand and continue on it, C# skills will be a little bit helpful. The last prerequisite is the Bot Framework Emulator. You will need to install that, and that's the first step that we are going to go through when we're creating our bot. So you need to go to this link that you see on the screen here. When you go to that link, it will bring up a web page that looks pretty much just like this. And at the very top, you see some download links. And you click on the very top From Bot Framework site. It will then start downloading a file for you. You see at the bottom of the screen. You can save that. Click to save that off somewhere. It will save it. It takes a little while to download that. I've already done that, so I'm going to jump out to that file location. That is where you can double click on that bot framework emulator.exe, and it will start installing the bot framework emulator. It does take just a couple minutes to get this installed. So while that is working and while that is installing, we're going to open up Visual Studio right here. And the first thing we need to do in Visual Studio, we need to add a new extension. So go to Tools, Extensions, and Updates. And what we need to do is we need to add a template for the bot framework. So go into the online section. Let's search the Visual Studio gallery and let's just type bot, B-O-T. Hit enter and you should see a list of some samples there. The top one is the bot application project template. That is the one we want. Click on that to begin downloading it. It'll start downloading for you. Then you'll see an install button. Click on the install button and it quickly installs and it's done and it's ready for us. We can now hit the close button to wait for that. And now we are ready to build our first solution in Visual Studio to get this bot framework actually running. So what we need to do is we need to go to File, New Project. And once we open up the new project window, if you go under Visual C#, you will notice a bot application template is at the very bottom of the list. You can choose that and you can use it. You can change the name if you like. I'm going to stick with Bot Application 5. I'm going to click OK. It takes just a couple of seconds to install that and build it. The bot that we're trying to build here is a fairly simple bot. All it does is it accepts a message that we send. It responds with that message, and it also tells us how many characters were in that message. So it tells us the length of the message that we sent. So it's fairly simple, but it's enough to get you started and to see how that bot communication works. And that's why having some C# knowledge can help you expand on that bot to make it do various other things you would like it to do. Once we get to this point, you can see we have our code over on the right. MessageController.cs, this is the file where most of the bot activity takes place. So this is the file that you'll want to modify and extend if you want your bot to do other things. We don't really need to worry about that too much right now. We just want to get it running. So up at the top, click the Build and Deploy button, which in my case is going to deploy it to the browser I have set, which is the Microsoft Edge browser. We're going to wait for that. It takes just a couple of seconds to do that. It will then open up a new browser tab for me within Microsoft Edge. if all works successfully, you should see a screen here that says the name of your Visual Studio solution that you had, and a couple of other, a little bit other text there. So you can see it actually worked there, bot application 5. We need to copy and paste this URL. And now you'll see the emulator is available on the bottom of my screen because the emulator has finished installing. All we need to do to get this running, we need to paste in that URL, and then we need to put /API/messages at the end of it and click the connect. We don't need to specify an app ID or password at this point. Now you see over in the log, we have connected. We can type in a message. Hello, world. And there you have it. Your bot now responds with the message you sent it, and it was 11 characters long. So thank you very much for watching. I hope you were able to get your very own bot running and working. And thank you. Enjoy extending and working on the bot framework.